Heartbroken mum demands second opinion over cause of Terry Lee's death. 24-year-old went to bed and never woke up, leaving behind baby son. A heartbroken mum is demanding a second opinion after a dispute with the coroner over the cause of her daughter's death. Terry Lee Louise Sanderson was 24 years old when she went to bed on August the 30th and never woke up, leaving behind her 20-month-old baby son, Oliver. Grieving mum Pat Closely of Kerris Road, Peckham, waited for weeks to find out how her baby girl died, but when the cause of death finally came through, she was left with more questions. The toxicology report found traces of cannabis and ethylene, otherwise known as Eve, a stimulant similar to ecstasy, in Terry Lee's system, but the coroner's report does not say how these drugs could have led to her death. The coroner's report stated, given the absence of any findings indicated that the cause of death of this person was as a result of disease, and taking into account the toxicology findings, the cause of death in this person was multi-drug use, ethylene and cannabis. Terry Lee didn't take that many drugs, said Pam, who added that her daughter had been complaining of chest pains, tiredness and head gates in the week before her death. It means everything to get to the bottom of it because my heart's breaking. I don't know when she died or how long she was there for or how she died. The coroner's report also refers to some fluid on Terry Lee's lungs, which Pam feels to be investigated more. It seems like they don't care. That's what's hurting me. She was a beautiful young girl, and it's like she's been treated really bad. She had drugs in her system, so they're treating her like a druggie, said Pam. I knew my Terry Lee. She was always with me. All she liked to do was have a bit of fun like everyone else, and she deserves that. She was a bloody good mum, said Pam, who wonders what effect the findings will have on Terry Lee's son, Oliver, who tries to cuddle photographs of his missing mum every day. The family is now pushing for a second opinion from another coroner and a full inquest to be heard into Terry Lee's death in February. The senior coroner in Southwark refused to comment.